Day. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Dr. Stan here at the American Heating Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, who's going to bring us up to date on the events that are taking place in the Near East and certainly what's going on in Israel today. One thing I would comment on, that if you read the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal carefully and read some of the editorial page articles and comments, you'll find that there is increasingly a tempo to convince the American people that we're really not going to have much of any choice other than to go to war with Iran. And certainly the implications of that are frightening, but they're even talking about, well, we're not going to take the nuclear option off the table, and certainly Dr. Obama is going to have to make a decision one way or the other, and the Iranians certainly aren't going along with this, and they have their own agenda, and they're going to get the bomb, and they're going to threaten the world and threaten us. And this tempo keeps on day after day, week after week, month after month, to prepare us for war, just as we were prepared for war in December of 1941. America, of course, had already put in an embargo on Japan. America had used sanctions against Japan. But the Japanese ambassadors were in Washington, D.C., trying to negotiate a peace agreement. Just as today, Iran is making all sorts of offers to send its nuclear material to other countries to get it enriched, anything to avoid war. But, well, we're just going to have to wait and see what's happening. But everything, to me, suggests that it's only a matter of time before, of course, the whole situation over there begins to decompensate. And that's why we have almost a quarter of a million troops stationed in that area in preparation for the coming war. But we can't let the American people know that. That's why we're keeping our troops in Iraq. That's why we're keeping our troops in Iran, in Afghanistan. But you common people can't understand that the elite have an agenda. And there is a plan, and I fear there's going to be terrible consequences. But you don't want to hear what I have to say. You want to hear what Barry Shamish has to say. So, with that as the background, Barry, it's good to hear from you this morning. What are we going to talk about?
Well, we've got lots to talk about. I think you're overestimating political. How do I put this in a different way? I wouldn't worry about a war with Iran. I think it's
all right. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I kind of think you are, but it's okay.
There's
a problem there that, well, I mean, look, the Obama administration is against all logic, I mean, really, has appointed an ambassador to Damascus, Iran's closest ally, which is ridiculous because Damascus, according to, I think, serious reports, has been supplying Hezbollah with Scud missiles. But nonetheless, well, there'll be a Senate confirmation of the new ambassador, Robert Ford, to Syria. And there will certainly be questions asked, but the administration has already appointed him. More profoundly, this administration has removed airport security measures against planes coming from Iran, not to mention Syria, Saudi Arabia, Sudan. It's a big, long list. But the moves by the again, it doesn't matter to me which administration, as the orders come from above it. But nonetheless, the United States has removed Iranian airport security measures and announced an ambassador to Syria. The trends are quite opposed to what you're reading them. However, let's go to things that I'm much better at.
Well, would you agree with me that it almost appears that so much of what's going on today is just totally illogical?
It's logical from the point of view of an administration that's really just caving in is one way. I'm not even sure that's the right phrase, but when it comes to Arab anti-American, certainly anti-Israeli states, this administration is extremely moderate in its treatment of them. And it's
You're really saying they're almost anti-Israel, which I agree with.
Okay, I would agree with that too.
All right, you go ahead. Then you get to the points that you'd like to make today, because I share with you your concern, and yet if you look at it logically, it doesn't make sense. So there's got to be another explanation.
I guess so, but I'll stick with that. I mean, I'll just repeat the obvious. The maneuvers made by the American administration towards Syria is reopening diplomatic ties towards Syria and Iran, eliminating airport security measures. Everything is going in an opposite direction, unless that is a fantastic mask to fool everybody in sight about the intentions of this administration. You have to take maneuvers like that pretty seriously, I think. Again, I don't want to repeat myself, but you've got an ambassador to Syria at the same time that Syria is supplying Hezbollah with the deadliest possible missiles to use against Israel. It adds up to something different from my point of view.
You're absolutely right. Go right ahead.
All right. Let's look at the fact that George Mitchell was in Jerusalem again this week, I hear music.
No, you don't, so go ahead.
Really? All right. Well, George Mitchell was in Jerusalem, and again, I've been looking at this Mitchell for many, many years. He's, by the way, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. I should mention that before I go on, because he's certainly representing the organization and has been through many other administrations. Let's not think that Obama discovered George Mitchell.
Okay, hold up. You hear the music now. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. He's talking about George Mitchell, member of the Council on Foreign Relations, part of the ruling elite of America, is making repeated trips over there to Israel. And what people don't understand is we do have a ruling elite. Doesn't matter which party's in power, the same people are always pulling the strings, and they always come from the CFR. But what nobody will ever tell you is that the CFR was formed in 1921 as a front for a group known as the Round Table, which was a front for a group known as the Association of Helpers, which was a front for Cecil Rhodes' secret society aimed at taking over control of the world. But go ahead, pick up the story, Barry.
Yeah, well, Mitchell came in, and there literally is a housing freeze. The Netanyahu government has told the city of Jerusalem not to approve housing anywhere in the city. And this story is coming out every which way in Israel. This member of the housing committee and that member are all saying the same thing, that we've approved nothing and we have no rights to approve. The business has stopped. So, I mean, that secret is out. But nonetheless, in the heart of hearts of the Jerusalem city council, they want to build housing, and they don't want their city to be at a complete standstill. But there's a diplomatic impasse right now. Now, Mitchell arrives in Jerusalem, and two dozen they call them nationalist marchers. They are, in fact, working for the police, the Israeli police. And they went into a town called Siwan. Now, anyone who's been to Jerusalem, one of the ways to get to the Western Wall is through the Dung Gate. That's the southern gate leading to the Western Wall. And we're only talking 100 yards here. You go into Dung Gate, and you're at the Western Wall. You cross the street, and you're in the town of Silwan, which, by the way, was David's city. There's a lot of archaeology going on there. It certainly was the city of David. But it's now got 55,000 Arabs, and, well, the Jewish policy has been more or less that Arabs can move into Israel, but Jews can't move into Arab villages. It's a tremendous hypocrisy. Nonetheless, there is an organization in Siwan. It's called the organization is called the Eldad Organization, and they built housing for about 300 people out of 55,000. And it's a very sensitive position to be in, to be so outnumbered. But they view that they're living in David's city, and that they have a right to live there, and it's close to the wall where they go praying, and they don't have to take a bus. And all in all, they're trying their best to get Arabs used to the fact that Jews can actually live near their holy sites as well. So who comes in? Well, George Mitchell is in Jerusalem trying to put an end to Jewish housing, certainly in a Siwan. That would certainly be one of the cities where he would just tell Netanyahu, I don't want any more Jews there. Well, in comes an organization led by one Itamar Ben-Gvir, and they get two dozen of his cohorts, and they march through Sirwan. Well, the result is all over the Israeli news. Hundreds of policemen were deployed to protect them against, well, dozens and dozens of Arab protesters that they were marching through Sirwan, and they didn't want them there, and there were injuries, and there were arrests, and it was a mess. This happened, I think, coincidentally, and maybe not, when Mitchell was in Jerusalem, and it's very hard for an Israeli to explain this, first of all, because it's just outright incitement. It's obvious that what the result is going to be. And the result was exactly what anyone could have predicted. Hundreds of policemen, arrested and injured, and whatever you get when you've got a protest by the residents of a town against two dozen Jewish marchers. Now, I have a lot to say about Itamar Ben-Gvir, and I've seen him in action, and I've confronted him, and he sued me. Itamar Ben-Gvir, before the pullout from Gush Katif, that is the removal of Jews from Gaza, a demonstration was building. There were about 2,500 Jews surrounding a hotel in Neve Dekalim, the Palms Hotel in English, and it looked like the army was going to face at least a few thousand Jewish demonstrators against the pullout. In comes Itamar Ben-Gvir and his two dozen cohorts. Well, the first thing he does is he writes on the wall of the hotel facing an Arab village a very mild message. It was, Muhammad is a pig. You wake up in the morning from the Arab village and there's the message staring at you. Muhammad is a pig. Now, you know what the reaction to that is going to be. So the police come in and they take Ben-Gvir away, just Ben-Gvir, no one else, and they let the riot take place, an inevitable riot. And a couple of Ben-Gvir's cohorts use their weapons. They shoot in the air. No one is hurt, but nonetheless, the police come in, and not only do they arrest the Ben-Gvir so-called nationalists, they throw out all the demonstrators, and they arrest 400 of them, many of whom were teenagers. Many stayed in prison for months. Months and months they didn't let them out, even after Gush Katif was evacuated. They didn't let them out. Now, they knew that the excuse to remove them was Ben-Gvir and his so-called nationalists. Now, when I was researching my book, Bye Bye Gaza, it's a long book, 400 odd pages, where, I'd say 40 of these pages are breaking up the demonstration against the pullout, and the leader was Ben-Gvir. Now, I'm going to jump just a little bit. I had a very good source. He lived in Gush Etzion. He lived just outside Jerusalem in the West Bank in a place called Gush Etzion, very political and very connected. And I interviewed him, and I said, what is with Ben-Gvir? Everybody knows that he's got to be working for the Secret Services. Ben-Gvir goes all the way back to the Rabin assassination, and without explaining who the patsy was and what the organization was, Ben-Gvir was amongst them. he was working as a teenager for the Secret Services. So I said to this person, I said, how on earth does the Israeli so-called right-wing protesters, why do they put up with him? And he told me a little story. Ariel Dad, he's a member of the Knesset, was in a Knesset meeting, and also there was the Minister of Internal Security, or the head of the Shabak, in short, was Avi Dichter. And he said at the meeting, he said to Dichter, said, how can you plant one of yours, this Ben-Gvir, amongst law-abiding demonstrators? How can you do that to them? And Dichter looked at him, and the meeting heard this, said, Ari, I swear to God, he is not from the Shabak. He's from the police. He works with police intelligence. Now, I included that in my book, Bye Bye Gaza, but the key of the issue is he is a police snitch, and they protect him while he destroys the right from within. Now, in Silwan, the Elad organization, which develops the City of David, it's a legitimate organization that happens to be from the right, but they also happen to be from the establishment. They viciously oppose Ben-Gvir's rally into Silwan, and they turned to the government to postpone the demonstration at a minimum. Don't have it while Mitchell is in town. It's just too sensitive, and it'll get worldwide coverage. And they wanted it postponed forever, but they said, don't do it now while the world media is staring at Jerusalem. Well, supposedly Netanyahu tried to get the police to stop this demonstration. Supposedly Netanyahu appealed to postpone the rally, and he failed. And what you had when George Mitchell was visiting Jerusalem, you had yourself a first-class police, under-the-table police-inspired rally that has only one effect. The only effect is that Jews will never, ever settle Silwan, because the Israeli public was so disgusted by this demonstration. And I'm not talking about the Israeli left. I'm talking about the whole public. We're so appalled by hundreds of police, tear gas and rubber bullets, all while Mitchell is trying to tell Netanyahu not to build anymore. Well, Silwan explodes, and Itamar Ben-Gvir is the reason for the explosion, and it is not a big trip straight from Itamar Ben-Gvir to Israel Police Security Division, and that's what happened. That rally may have looked like a right-wing rally. That rally was an establishment demonstration to make sure that Jews don't build in Jerusalem.
Well, everybody's being manipulated, and the people don't understand how readily we are manipulated, especially when the media goes right along with it and the people never know the truth.
Well, they can certainly spin a story. All you need is a young kid who's in trouble. By the way, pedophilia is the reason people become agents. This is an issue I don't discuss a lot, but when you're a teenage boy and you get caught doing wrong things to children, you will, to stay out of prison, you will become an agent for the government and do whatever they tell you to do. This was the story of Yigal Amir, the patsy for the Rabin assassination. He was caught in pedophilic acts and just turned into the agent that became the patsy. This is a long story, but you don't just get volunteers to betray their friends and to betray their people. You get really, really scared young kids who don't want to go to prison. Well, for acts against children, prison is not a good place to be.
Agreed. So basically what they do is they simply say, you go along with us or...
Or you go to prison.
Right.
It's a very... You know, a lot of people say, well, why would Amir have done this and that, and why would he make friends just to betray friends, and say with Ben-Gvir, why would he demonstrate and see all his friends arrested, or supposedly his allies arrested when he leaves the scene? It means that when he was young, he did something really, really bad.
And Amir, of course, was the one who killed Rabin.
He wasn't. He was the patsy.
Oh, he was the patsy. Okay.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Pierre's Catering, celebrating Black History 365 days a year, salutes past and present African American leaders who led the way to equal opportunity, keeping hope alive to succeed and achieve success. Let's continue to work together for a better place to live, work, and raise our families and make a better future for all Americans. This message courtesy of our good friends at Pierre's Catering at 2135 Downing in Denver. They're always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And before we go on, Barry, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, how they can invite you to come to speak to their club or church, or and then, of course, how they get to your PayPal button?
Sure. Well, the books are at www.lulu.com, that's lulu.com, where Bye Bye Gaza, which we've been discussing actually, updated, is available. That's lulu.com. My website is, oh yes, when you get to Lulu, you're going to find a search box right in my name, Chamish. That's Chamish, and you'll get to the books. My website with the PayPal button is BarryChamish.com. And, well, if you actually donate to the cause, it's not so much a donation. I will, with, well, great sincerity, send you a nice package that I hope you'll enjoy. And if you want to get my DVDs or invite me to speak, the DVDs are not on Lulu, you just give a call, 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, now let's get back. The big issue, of course, is building in Jerusalem, which came to a terrible pinnacle. And there will be other pinnacles, but it was George Mitchell came to town, and Shimon Peres, this is from the newspaper Ma'ariv, which is one of the better, well, I trust them as much as you can trust any Israeli newspaper, reported that Shimon Peres visited Rabbi Yosef. He is the spiritual leader of the Shas party. Now I'm gonna go into detail, which I know much about, but I think people will get lost, so I'll kind of do a Cliff's Notes of Netanyahu's only religious partner in his current government. Now, according to this report, after having a talk with Peres, Rabbi Yosef, and here we're going to get a quote, agreed to a temporary building freeze in Jerusalem, saying we need to do everything possible to maintain our relationship with the Americans. We need to pay any price to restore our ties. We must not rise up against the nations of the world. And I don't believe he said that. I think Peres said that. Nonetheless, that was the leak to Ma'ariv. And I'm going to tell you about the Shas party and Rav Ovadia, and it's, well, hello?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Right, I heard a beep. All right, way back in 1984, Peres had lost an election again to Begin. This was three in a row, 77, 82, and 84. And the reason he lost was because the Moroccans, which are 600,000 people in Israel, significant community, supported him like 2%. They all went right or religious. And Peres realized that he could never win an election again unless somehow he convinced the Moroccans to vote for him, which he decided was impossible. They hated him. Now, there are many reasons for this, but amongst the reasons was the treatment of the Moroccan children in the 50s when Peres was the director of the Atomic Energy Commission. He just ordered them x-rayed at fantastically dangerous levels right through their heads. The Moroccans were not going to ever forgive Peres. So, and Peres knew it, that he would never, ever become prime minister again. But he saw an opportunity. In 84, there was a new Moroccan political party called Shas. It won three seats. Not huge, but that was the way. Well, if you couldn't get the Moroccans to vote for you, all you did was corrupt their political party, and then you had them voting for you. So what he did, there was a meeting, a strategy meeting, how do we get Shas on our side? And the answer in the labor tradition is you have to corrupt them to the point where if they don't follow your instructions, they'll end up in prison. And wow, did he succeed in making the Shas party thoroughly corrupt? Now, what happened is they focused in on Rav Ovadia's secretary. He was a young man back then, 23 years old, named Arye Dery. Now, well, if you don't know Israeli history, I would really suggest you get my books. But nonetheless, Arye Dery became at the age of 25 the secretary, the national secretary, I believe it was to the foreign ministry, to Paris's foreign ministry. But at age 24, he was a government secretary. At 25, he was a minister of interior. Paris, from the year 84 to 86, raised Dery from a cabinet secretary to, at age 25, the youngest minister in Israeli history, the Minister of the Interior. Now, they had to bribe Dery. I've got the full details of Yossi Beilin, Moshe Shachal, Chaim Rimon. They offered Dery everything you could imagine. Go to law school, I'll pay your tuition, you'll become a partner in my law firm. The list is long, the list is ugly, but Paris's buddies managed to sway Arye Dery through incredible flattery and a lot of money into their camp. Now, as Minister of the Interior, Dery had a tremendous opportunity to do what unfortunately is done in the Israeli government. He had an opportunity to steal blindly. And Yossi Beilin was then the Deputy Minister of Finance. Paris was the Minister of Finance. Yossi Beilin was his deputy. His duty was to watch every penny that left Dery's office and write it down. And the deal was very straightforward. Now we've got the Shas party. They're now up to 5 seats. Now we've got the Moroccans and we can get into power again. So in 1988, there's an election. And it's a tie this time between Shamir and Peres, where Shamir agrees to be the prime minister from 1990 to 1992, where Paris...
Hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds our listeners that the drug problem is well documented. We know our kids will be approached at an early age. We want to applaud the youngsters in our community who've had the strength to say no to drugs. They provide examples to their peers and families to be the best they can be. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant at 366 Grand Street in Elizabeth, specializing in naturalizing aged beef, pork, and complete custom processing. For the highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, I'm Dan, and we're back with our last session with Barry Shammers this morning. Barry, go ahead and pick up the story. You were telling us how basically Perez wants to be the prime minister. He works out a deal, and why he's going to serve half of the term. You go right ahead.
Right. In 1988, it was a tie. Perez is prime minister till 1990, but that's not good enough for him. He doesn't want Shamir taking over. So, well, James Baker goes to Cairo and cuts a deal with Mubarak that Jerusalem is up for negotiations, and the Israeli parliament was, of course, opposed to it. But Perez, well, he says, say yes to Baker. That was his slogan, and he is not going to let Shamir become prime minister because he's not going to say yes to Baker, so he has a no-confidence vote, and in short, he expected Shas to support him and that there would be new elections, and with Shas in his back pocket, he'd win them, and that's what happened. There was a no-confidence vote called by Perez, and Derry was supposed to rally his troops, support Perez, and if not, Lord save him. Well, it took 88 days. That's how long Israel did not have a government way back in 1990. But at the end, even Derry could not convince his party to support Perez to put Jerusalem up on the chopping block. And, well, Perez's no-confidence motion failed, and Shamir became prime minister, but more to the point, he sicked the dogs on Derry. He was, and not just Derry, I mean, every Shas minister was on trial, and a bunch of them went to prison. But Derry, they got him on every theft. That, again, is Yossi Beilon, Perez's deputy finance minister, takes all the guck from 1986 until 1990, and Derry is now in deep hot water. By the way, he sat in prison for a couple of years for these crimes, but now I'm going to just give one tiny example of how filthy the Shas party became when Labor just unleashed the dogs on them. Derry was amongst his charges that he took $120,000, from the finance ministry to buy a house, in a Jerusalem, neighborhood, a religious neighborhood. Derry tried to get his wife's adopted mother in New York. That's another long story, but nonetheless, he tried to get her to sign an affidavit that she gave him the $120,000, and he didn't steal it from the finance ministry. It's in my book. It's called Israel Betrayed. I have the actual police tape. I got it from, Kol Ha'ir, a small Jerusalem neighborhood. The whole police tape, where Derry's lawyer tries to convince her to sign the affidavit, and, well, she just refuses. She says, I didn't give the money. I don't have that kind of money. I know he's going to kill me. I know I'm not going to survive this. I don't want to live any. It's a pathetic, pathetic last conversation with Derry's wife's adopted mother in New York. 2 weeks later, she is run over on Queens Boulevard by an associate. The driver, lo and behold, is directly connected to Aryeh Derry and the Shas party. And I'm not giving you the full details. You'll just get lost. But he and the party killed Derry's wife, Yaffa, had parents who adopted her. Poor Holocaust survivors who want to use what little money they had to educate a Moroccan girl. They adopted her and they murdered the mother. They murdered her in the streets of New York, And that's another trial that went on for 3-4 years to put the driver behind bars, and this was used again by Paris that we're going to get you on murder charges if you don't play ball in the end. Now, I just gave you the background. In the end, Rav Ovadia, who was the spiritual advisor to Shas and the Moroccan Religious Party, apparently, when George Mitchell came to town, gave an announcement that Shas would back a freeze in Jerusalem housing construction again. Netanyahu has one religious party in his cabinet, and they are thoroughly, thoroughly blackmailed and corrupted, initially by the Labor Party, but they are not an independent political organization. They are one that, well, they'll just, well, they'll put them in prison, which is what they did in the 90s. They just put one Shas, a member of parliament, into prison after another. Derry tried to stay out. His party, anyways, I think he gave the order to kill his wife's adopted mother. You know, when I talk about corrupt politics in Israel, I'm not whistling Dixie. This was before Rabin. I had a book called The Fall of Israel. It was produced by a very prestigious English publishing company, Canongate. And by the way, it was the lead review in The Economist, New Statesman. Throughout England, this was a major book in the early 90s, where the first chapter was called Dairy Products, The Corruption of Shas. Netanyahu's religious coalition partner, Shas, was so thoroughly criminalized and so thoroughly corrupted that people, well, I'm telling you what you probably never heard of before. Am I guessing right on that?
Right.
All right. Well, that's why Rav Ovadia is now supporting a building freeze in Israel. Peres has a little talk with him at the end of the meeting. I hear music.
We're out of time. God bless. Thank you so much, Barry.
See you later. Bye.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Freedom Network. I hope to enjoy our conversation with Barry. Barry basically is pointing out the total corruption there in the Israeli government. People don't understand we have corruption in our own government. They've rigged the elections in many instances. Of course, the leaders of both political parties. We hear about the bipartisan cooperation. That means simply that they told to go along with this. And we've seen people sitting in key positions, Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, leading the political parties in Washington, D.C., but they are carrying out the programs that are dictated to them by the rule, the true ruling elite, which involves the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers. I mean, they certainly, what most Americans don't understand is that between 1976 and 2008, every president of the United States and or vice president of the United States came from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission. Do you think that that really just happened by accident? And Barack Obama, 12 of his key advisors come from the 87 members of the Trilateral Commission. We have a ruling elite. They control the media. They control most of our major banks. They control the major, most of our major corporations. Their people are in key positions in government. There is a ruling elite. It's about time people understood that, and that we took America back. And that is our message. You haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Shame on you. You need to get it. The number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you can't afford the book, go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, scroll down to videos, and then, of course, it is the first video there, and you can actually watch it. The Brotherhood of Darkness, who really runs and controls America? You'll be surprised at the conclusion. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll get so many of the other things that we offer, my talk on the Forbidden Secret, my talk on the Financial Armageddon, the World Revolution, Planned Police State, planned population reduction, sustainable development, secret, and there's really so much more there. We do hope that Nandar College Genocide was a good talk. They're all there listed on our website at radioliberty.com. If you'd like to get a catalog, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We'll get it off to you. If you are in a position to help Radio Liberty as to maintain our network of 60 outlets, we'd love to hear from you. We want to keep them going. So far, we're able to, but certainly we need your help. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to subscribe to our newsletter or whatever you'd like to do, we'd appreciate your help. And if not, we'll appreciate if you pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Because behind everything going on today, there are powerful spiritual forces. And if you don't believe in the supernatural, then you don't believe in Christianity, because, of course, Christianity is the story of supernatural. And the Lord was able to walk on water. He was able to command the storms to stop. He could rise from the dead. He could raise people from the dead. These are supernatural events. And yet, of course, there is supernatural manifestations today. We know about them. We know about the crop circles. We know about the aliens and the aliens abductions. And they're not really aliens. They're demonic spirits. And there is another dimension, ladies and gentlemen. There is a supernatural dimension that is directing the course of events today. Pray for Radio Liberty, please, for our provision. Till tomorrow, the Lord be with you.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. A bipartisan deal on a